I would like to relate just exactly what did happen in those very early days. And I feel there is a lesson to be learned, and one that we must never forget if we wish to maintain paid-up insurance policies against our drinking. You recall the story about Bill having had some spiritual experience, having been sold on the idea of attempting to be helpful to others. You undoubtedly recall the fact that he had been working quite hard at it for around 5 months or so, almost incessantly, and still had not created, if you please, a single convert. Not one. As we express it, no one had jailed. But he had worked tirelessly. There was no thought of saving his own strength or time or anything. But nothing seemed to register. When he came out to Akron on this business mission, which perhaps for the good of all of us turned out to be quite a flop, although he had the thing licked but didn't know it, he was tempted to drink, and he was pacing up and down the lobby of the Mayflower Hotel, wondering whether he better buy those two fifths of gin and be a king for a night, as he expresses it, or not. And his teachings led him to believe that he possibly might avoid getting into difficulties if he found some alcoholic on whom to work. Spying the name of our good friend, Reverend Walters, on the bulletin board in the lobby of the Mayflower, he called up the good doctor and asked him the names of some of the group of people with whom he had been affiliated and through whose instrumentality he had acquired sobriety. The good doctor said he wasn't one, but he knew of quite a number, and he gave him quite a little list, I guess about 9 or 10 of them. So Bill starts to call them up without very much success. They had either just left town, or they were just leaving town, or they were having a party, or they had a sort-so or something. Anyway, they came down to the end, or at least very nearly the end, and there were eye lights on the name of Mrs. and happened to get our good friend Henrietta. But he called up our good Henry and told her what he wanted, and she said, come right out and have luncheon. So out he went and went into his story in considerable detail, and she said, I have just the man for you. So she rushes to the phone and calls up Anne and tells her that she has just the fellow to be helpful to Bob, and we should come over. And he says, well, I guess we better not go over today. But Henry is very persistent, very determined individual. Said, oh, yes, come on over. I know it'll be helpful to Bob. Well, Henry didn't think it was quite wise for us to come over today. And finally, Henry bore in to such an extent that she had to tell her that I was very much in the sack. And has, in fact, passed all capabilities for listening to any conversation. And it was just possible they have to be postponed. So she starts in the next day, having invited being Sunday and Mother's Day. And we said that Anne said we would be over. Well, I don't ever remember a feeling much worse. But being very fond of Henry and having said we'd go over, we started over, and I expected a solemn promise man on the way over that 15 minutes of this stuff was tough. But I didn't want to talk to this mug or anybody else, and we'd really make it snappy. Now, the actual fact, we got there at 5 o'clock, and it was 11:15 when we left. Now, you know, or possibly your memories are good enough to carry you back to certain times when you haven't felt too good, and you can easily visualize the fact that you wouldn't have listened to anybody, unless that individual had really had something to tell you. And that's the way I felt about Bill. And I recognized the fact that he did have something, and so I listened those many hours. And I stopped drinking immediately. But very shortly after that, there was a medical meeting in Atlantic City. And I developed a terrific thirst for knowledge. I had to have knowledge. So I would go to Atlantic City and absorb lots of knowledge. I usually mention the fact that I incidentally had acquired a thirst for scotch, but I didn't mention that. But anyway, I went to Atlantic City and really hung one on. And when I came to, I was in the home of a friend of ours in Father Falls, one of our suburbs. Bill came over and got me gave me a hooker or two of scotch that night and a bottle of beer the next morning. And that was on the 10th of June of 35, and I have had no alcohol in any form that I know of since.